the U.S. Central Bank, the Federal Reserve, Tuesday kept short-term interest rates at historic 45-year lows. In keeping the overnight Fed funds rate at 1%, the Federal Reserve said again that monetary policy can accommodate current economic growth rates for a considerable period of time. The words considerable period of time are interpreted by market participants as a sign that interest rates will not rise for at least two more months. William Ford is the retired president of the Atlanta Federal Reserve Bank. He speculated on CNBC television that the Fed is setting the stage for modest interest rate hikes next year.
You've got to watch this wording very carefully because this was a significant shift. No more talk about deflation, starting to say which things are going well. Watch for them to say more things are going well if and as this recovery builds.
Bob Dahl, a money manager at Merrill Lynch Brokerage, agrees that the Fed is indicating that after more than 2 years of decline, short-term rates will eventually have to rise.
What they're doing is creating a pattern, slowly but surely acknowledging deflation risk going away, economy improving. They're setting the stage for an increase in rates in the first half of next year.
Mr. Dahl spoke on CNBC television. After touching record highs in early 2000, equity markets in the United States went into a savage decline, with the broad market index falling nearly 50%, the worst bear market since the 1930s. The market touched a cyclical low in October of last year and has been rising strongly ever since. The U.S. economy, which endured a shallow recession in 2001, in the most recent three-month period grew at an 8% annual rate, its best performance in 20 years. Barry Wood, VOA News, Washington.